a little bit of a coffee.
Yeah, I could have bought half a Starbucks.
Yeah, I was gonna say half a Starbucks. Fucking black coffee with nothing in it. But there that goes. So yeah. Happy 2018, goddammit.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. See what I did there, Stormy? I started recording without your whereabouts.
God damn, I know. I was looking at Facebook.
Without your whereabouts.
Your message on
Facebook. I know where you are.
Wow.
Without your knowing about it.
That's scary.
That's the words I'm trying to say. That's what we like to call in the podcast business, a cold open.
A cold open.
Yeah.
I like
it. Yeah.
Because I wasn't warmed up yet.
So I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, that's great. I like that better, actually.
Yeah.
It's me. I have a cold.
Yeah, she's over here ruining the podcast.
I know. I might have to blow my nose in a minute. I'll let you know when that's going to happen.
Disgusting.
I know. It's like a fucking walking viral plague ball over here in my apartment.
Oh, well, that fits right into the movie we're discussing this week, 1920 London, which is a Bollywood romance horror film.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe it, actually. Yeah. I don't know how it got into the horror category in Netflix.
Yeah, it takes place in 1920 London. And it follows the story of...
It does.
Should I practice saying her name and now I forgot? Shavigny?
I don't know. The other guy's name is Veer and then Jai is the other guy.
It actually is pronounced Jay. I did a Google Translate.
Jay.
Yeah.
It's Jay. Yeah. Like me.
So that way, you know, it works. Jay is bae. Hashtag. Let's get that trending in all 10 of you.
I don't even like Jay. I like the other one better, the one who's possessed.
The guy who spends half the movie in the fucking fetal position.
Yeah, laying in the bed. But then he's better.
So anyway, let's delve into some movie notes. So those of you who didn't watch it, which why didn't you watch it? What's wrong with you? This movie is amazeballs.
Yeah, you're clearly missing out because this is wonderful. It's so scary.
It's something.
Wow. It's really something else.
I would compare it to The Exorcist, honestly. Like, I haven't seen an exorcism this good since The Exorcist.
Same. The Exorcist 2 caliber. Gore. Crazy shit. Horrific.
Yeah. What did I vomiting
to? Is there vomiting in this at all?
No, there's no vomiting.
None.
Let's see.
None.
So this movie is actually the third film in the 1920 series. So we should have watched 1920 first, apparently.
What's the one after 1920
London? 1920 is followed by 1920 Evil Returns.
Uh-huh.
And then
1921.
And this movie was a financial and critical failure. But despite that, they're still going to make another movie titled 1921.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
I don't know why they're doing that.
Why?
Why would they do that?
I had a friend. Who got obsessed with Bollywood movies for one summer. Because Netflix used to have a bunch of them. And I can see why one would become enamored, if not obsessed, with these types of movies. They look pretty. I will say this movie did look pretty. I wouldn't say it's like Hollywood movie quality, but I would say it's probably straight to DVD quality.
It's not like a groundbreaking, cinematic, beautiful universe, but it's well done. It's not like a piece of crap.
Yeah, it's not like, I've been hearing really bad things about Jeepers Creepers 3, so I haven't seen it yet. I might try and watch it tonight before I go to bed, but I'm sure it's better than Jeepers Creepers 3.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
As far as I know, I didn't look too much into the director, but as far as I know, the director of 1920 London is not a convicted child molester, so...
That's good.
You give what you can give to the world.
Yes. If you have a lot of love to share, then, yeah.
All right. So, this movie begins in India. Shivini. She's returned home to plead to the... See, I didn't get any of the India portion of this story.
Yeah, she didn't really have to be there. I mean, well, I guess she did have to be there so she can find the witch doctor guy.
Yeah, his entrance into this movie was so badass.
I know, like, what a cool dude.
Like, he got the
fucking jail guy.
He got the Indian rock music going on behind him, and he's, like, doing backflips and being awesome.
And he's like, I just came out of jail, and I learned how to do exorcisms. My life is fucked up. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
What a crazy life you live.
He probably also listens to Rob Zombie.
I know. His favorite movie is probably Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. I know you hate that shit.
Is that the quintessential edgy movie?
Yeah. Not the first one, but the second one.
Yeah. This is my Tumblr blog. Welcome to my twisted mind. My favorite
welcome
movie.
Welcome to my twisted mind.
No, seriously. Google search the line, welcome to my twisted mind, and count how many Tumblr blogs you find.
Let's make
a game of it. All right, I'll start with my acting notes. My first acting note is the number 8, equal sign. Capital D.
Delete that.
Capital D, squiggle line, 0, subtraction, winky face.
Subtraction. Welcome to my twisted mind, I got like a meme.
Well, back in my day, when I started college 5 years ago, there were a bunch of Tumblr blogs. Because, 2012 was when people still used Tumblr.
It's a meme about how many Tumblr blogs are. It says, Welcome to My Twisted Mind is a popular title given to blogs by teenagers who believe they post edgy content. The ubiquity of the phrase made it a subject of parody on blogging platforms, particularly Tumblr, who associate the phrase with cringeworthy attempts at edginess. Boom.
Well, as soon as he got out of jail, I'm sure Jay went straight to his 1920s computer and started up a blog titled
Welcome to My Twisted Mind. I just spent 5 years in jail for beating up this guy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was why he was in jail. And, like anyone who goes to jail, he learned how to do exorcisms.
Yeah, because what else are you going to do? What kind of hobbies do you form in jail in India? Clearly how to perform exorcisms, so.
Yeah, I would start
You don't look like you've been in jail either.
Yeah, personally, if I went to girl jail, I would probably start what Piper Chapman did in Orange is the New Black and start selling, prison panties.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I would do in jail, but here I am a woman. I don't know how to exorcise demons.
I haven't jumped on the Orange is the New Black bandwagon yet.
Still?
Yeah, I think I won't ever. I'm trying to avoid it.
I stopped.
No offense.
No, David... I was super into it, and then I got David super into it. Like, he didn't like the first season, but then the second season focused more on the black characters, like Poussey and Tasty, and they are the heart of the show. You can get rid of Piper, and honestly, no one would notice.
Nice.
But I think season 4, they killed off Poussey, who was his favorite character, so we haven't watched.
How did she die?
It was...
Prison riot?
Kind of.
I think.
Crazy Eyes, even without watching, I'm sure you know who Crazy Eyes is. She had one of her panic attack episodes, and one of the ill-trained new guards they hired tried to, calm her down aggressively, so Poussey tried to step in and just say, hey, I can calm her down, it's no big deal, and then he thought she was attacking him, and then he got on her back, tried to restrain her, but then ended up suffocating her because he He's a poorly trained guard. It was supposed to mimic the Eric Gardner, the black man who the police officer suffocated in New York City.
Oh, damn.
It was supposed to mirror what happened to that. So it was a really heartbreaking scene. I cried. David cried.
You may have cried, but do you realize how long it takes to suffocate somebody?
Like 4 minutes. I know that's how long you need to drown someone before they die.
A long fucking time.
Yeah.
No longer than that, because when you drown, your lungs fill with water when you're being suffocated.
Yeah. It only takes 4 minutes to drown someone.
Yeah, but drowning and suffocating are two different things, my dude.
I'm not a dude. Don't misgender me.
I'm sure that it does take 4 minutes to drown, but she didn't drown.
Okay.
I'm just saying, how long did it take her to suffocate on screen? Like a second?
Probably 30 seconds.
A few moments. Yeah. It's totally irrelevant and totally unrealistic. It should have taken her like 10 minutes to suffocate completely.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that they don't live up to
you. And then once you stop suffocating someone, if it's not long enough, they can resuscitate themselves. Boom.
So anyway, Shavigny.
Shavingi.
I really did.
Let's just call her Shav.
Shav? Okay, Shav's a cool nickname.
It's a cool nickname, right?
I called her a biatch. Like, I felt...
I agree. It was terrible.
In the...
What she did.
She was just pretty. That was all she was. Really pretty.
Yeah, I agree. She was very pretty.
Like...
That's it.
I don't... They never showed why she turned on Jay.
No. And I guess I think it's because she was saving herself from her family, because she knew that if she went with Jay, it had like really bad consequences and she might like...
She would be poor.
Get raped by her uncle or some shit, or like be cast out of her family, or I don't know.
Well, even if she's cast out of her family, she shouldn't care. She's in love with Jay and I don't know.
She's in love with being a royalty more.
So. I guess. My favorite part about her was her 1920s gel manicure.
Don't get me started on the way they're dressed, okay? Like, I have so many notes about what the fuck is going on here with their dress.
There was really only one of her outfits I was confused about, and it was when they came back to London after she got
short skirt.
Yeah, she was in that short skirt, like something you would see a girl wearing to work at an office.
Yeah. And I was like, where did you get a skirt so short? This is 1920 London.
Yeah. They went to, like...
I don't know if you got the memo, but...
They went to just barely above your knee in the 1920s. So,
yeah.
Someone
You mean
classy.
Your ankle?
1920s? Come the fuck on.
Well, if you're wearing, like, a... Well, I'm trying to think of how they dressed in the 20s.
They were wearing shorter skirts in the 1920s.
Like short skirts?
Yeah, flappers.
She's not a flapper. That's not like her culture.
she's in not London. From, like,
I know she's in London. The flappers aren't there, are they?
The flappers
damn
were
it.
Just
I thought they were in like America.
They were in America, but
NYC.
I'm getting
I don't know. I just feel like her short skirt just wasn't from the 1920s.
Where was her corset? Was she should have been wearing a corset. That's what Stormy's saying right now.
Corset. That's true. Anyway,
Jay was really the only good actor in this movie, and most critics agree with me, so.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was going to be a bad guy.
Yeah, right? I didn't see that twist coming. He sent the demon, right?
I don't know. I left the room for a long time, and I may have missed important stuff, but I don't know. But I'm sure he did send the demon, because it showed him taking the locket from the dead skeleton corpse thing. So he has a curse, and I guess he just wanted to curse her husband so she can suffer like he suffered because she rejected him, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just full circle. Oh, how dramatic. Like, wow, you really went through all this trouble to, like, do that?
I mean,
I guess he would because he was in jail. Because
I mean, what would you do if, like, Luke... left you so he wouldn't lose his royal upbringing and then got you thrown in jail.
I'd go to jail. I'd go to jail and I'd learn how to become an exorcist, but I would also use my powers for bad too and learn how to summon dark spirits. And then I would steal a cursed locket and then I would give it to his new spouse as a gift, so he wouldn't know it's for me.
You would get his husband possessed by a demon.
But then he would learn that I was the only one who could, not his husband, like his wife, I guess. He's not gay.
I mean, I don't know. It
doesn't matter. His spouse. And then he would have to come back to me because he knows I'm the only person who can exorcise a demon of that caliber because the local witch doctor can't do it and he's too scared. So, obvi.
Yeah.
That's where I come back into the picture. But it just leads to my downfall because I end up getting stuck in the mirror and dying. So,
I'll be honest.
I should have probably never done all that in the first place. So I just saw my future.
I was really behind because I had to go to Ross to buy a pair of snow boots because all I have are flats and they were just not warm enough for this weather. So I was running behind and you snapped at me for having the audacity to tag you in a post on Facebook. So I just skipped about 40 minutes of the movie and went straight to the end. And ending.
Miss anything.
That fuck. I love the ending. Like the last 30
seconds. I know you get stuck in the mirror.
So the last 30 seconds. I don't care about the relinquishing Veer from the demon.
Oh, the last 30 seconds is like, do they just like get back together?
Yeah, where he puts Jay's picture on the mantle and she's like,
oh, yeah. And
then she picks it up little, and she lightly jogs to him and they hug.
Yeah, and I was like, why do you even have his picture on your mantle in the first place? Like, is it the ex-boyfriend's mantle, ex-spouse mantle? It's like, we have to, like, I don't even understand
that.
No,
it's their mantle of, I was reading the synopsis to get a better idea of the plot. So let's just move on to that segment. The story. He sends the demon to possess Veer, and then realizing that Shav really loves her husband. The witch who's possessed him needs a soul in order to leave them alone, so he gives the witch his soul, and they read that letter, find out that's what he did, and so to honor him, they put his picture on the mantle.
Oh, I see. But it's already there, so, like, why is it already there, is what I mean, because it's there.
Because Shav probably flicks the bean while looking at him. I don't know.
Ugh. It's gross.
Masturbation is not gross. Masturbation is normal and healthy. Don't let Stormy shame you.
I wanted to make a note that backbending isn't the only thing that happens when you're possessed by a demon, and that seems to be the only thing that they get out of a demon possession, because that's all that the possessed people do is like walk, like do a backwards walk, like a backbend walk, like you do in like acrobats class.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you know a lot about what happens when you get possessed by a demon, don't you?
Yeah, because I just told you I had to go to jail, and then I learned all about how to exorcise demons. Oh. So, yeah, he got an expert. Anyway, yeah, typical possession story. So much drama, though.
Yeah, Wikipedia said that this movie series was inspired by The Exorcist. The first one was definitely inspired by The Exorcist.
Uh-huh.
That's really all I have to say about that.
Okay. So the first one's just called 1920, right?
Yeah. And it is on Netflix.
It is. I saw it because it came up, like, it suggested it after I was done watching this one. I was like, are you fucking shitting me?
But
and immediately I knew that there was more than one.
We're not going to miss anything.
I'm not going to. Let's just not even go there.
Because I think our next
movie. That was rough.
My
next movie is 2 + 2 = 5.
And there was a fucking intermission in this movie.
Wait, yeah. So there was an intermission, but it didn't say, like, end intermission after 15 minutes or anything. So it's like the intermission just went on forever.
Maybe that's a thing.
It was like the rest of the movie.
Maybe that's a thing in India is that their movies
You can pause it here.
Yeah, their movies have an intermission so people can, like, get out of the theater and go to the bathroom, get snacks.
Don't tell me this was in theaters there. God.
It probably was.
It sucks. Goodness. Anyway,
I know, people spent their money to see this.
I need to swing back to how they I need to understand why they're dressed so modernly when it's 1920. It's like they're time travelers.
I mean, is that a story issue or a production issue?
I don't know. Both.
We're currently on story.
Well, listen, it's one of my story notes. No, well, here's... Well, it could be a production thing because...
I mean, it's usually part of the production team to get the continuity right. It's not necessarily the story writer.
Well, they fucked up real bad.
The story writer knows that the story takes place in 1920 London. It's up to production.
There's nothing really 1920s about it. It could have taken place at any time, and I wouldn't really have any questions about what era it's in, because other than the fact that they're in London and... they carry candlesticks instead of flashlights, you know, like that's the only thing.
Yeah. Even her sari looked fairly modern because saris are still the popular clothing choice in India for a lot of women.
Yeah.
And they
also looked, like, why
they were so bright, and I wouldn't expect like neon colors to be part of a 1920s Indian war.
True. I'll have to look into that. But why, like, whenever I first saw her husband guy, like the doctor, or lawyer, or whatever he is, he has like his ears are pierced, like both ears, and they're like diamond earrings. And I was like, they obviously, is this like from the 90s? And the guy was like, I just got my ears pierced and I don't want to take them out or they'll like heal over. So they just like let him do it. I was like, what the hell? They didn't do this ever in the 1920s.
I'm willing to give them a pass on the earrings because jewelry.
Diamond earrings, though.
I mean, jewelry has always been a huge part of Indian culture, like the bindis.
I mean, I can see jade has like the hoops.
Yeah. So that I'm willing to give a lenientier, more lenient.
I'm going to Google 1920s Indian.
That would have been a good thing to do before this, so fashion. We didn't sound like a couple of ignorant sluts.
All right, I'm looking at the images, and it looks like... looks like they did have pretty bright colored clothing, but I just need to see the earrings so I can say no, no, no to the fucking jewelry that he's wearing. I mean, other than the other jewelry is fine. It's just that the man's 1990s fucking diamond earrings that he got his ears pierced at the fucking mall, Pearson Pagoda. That's,
I mean, didn't you know that... Shit, I'm about to make a joke and it left my mind. Didn't you know that NSYNC was based on a 1920s Indian jazz band from the 1920 London?
It doesn't look like the men are supposed to wear diamond stud earrings in their ears at all. So.
Okay. But he's also rich and he's living in London, so maybe it's possible that he already had his ears pierced in India, and then he was like, oh, shit, look at these diamond earrings. I ain't got no wife.
I think he looks like a clown with those earrings, just saying.
Okay.
He looks too 90s.
That's your opinion.
But this is 1920s.
That's your opinion, so everybody at the Stormy... No, wait, the _ Stormy...
I don't even know anymore.
I tag her a bunch on our Twitter, so go at her with calling her a racist. I'm not racist. I am trying to be an open and understanding person. She's the one who's saying that he looks like a 90s douchebag with his diamond studs. What the fuck sure is does. Going on her end?
Blowing my nose. I told you I'm sick.
Do that shit away from the mic. I thought, like... he found you, the one who can't be named.
Wait, let's go more into story and plot. I really don't have anything to say that I've already said.
I just he got possessed with it after the first musical montage was when he got possessed. And that was 5 minutes into the movie.
God damn it. I know. You're lucky I didn't turn that shit off when I saw that.
If you did.
I was like, I'm doing this for us.
If you did, I would have got me a new host real quick.
I'm doing this for us.
We're only 7 movies in. You can't quit on me yet.
I know, but I didn't know that this was going to be that bad. And it was.
What part of we're watching horror movies on Netflix didn't you understand? Did you really think we'd only find good movies?
I don't know. I was hoping we would have a couple more good ones and that we've had one good one so far.
Are you implying hashtag horror wasn't good?
Hashtag horror was actually a masterpiece of our time, so.
We're just not smart enough to understand.
I know. I'm like one of those people who like watches a movie in the movie theater and then at the end I'm like, that was stupid. And then I walk out because I'm a fucking idiot and I don't understand. Do you ever like go to the movies and like see, encounter those types of people?
I feel like you're throwing shade at me because I didn't like Mother.
No, no, I'm not. I wasn't even thinking about you. I'm just, no.
Okay.
It's okay that you didn't like that.
Because I thought that movie was dumb as fuck. And yes, I understand it. I get the meaning behind it. I just thought it was stupid.
Yeah, you're not a person that doesn't understand it. I mean the people that go in and they legitimately sit there and they don't comprehend anything they just watched. So they say, oh, that was stupid, and then they leave. Which isn't you, okay. Sam. But have you encountered those types of people at the movie theater?
I mean, I don't really pay attention to other people at the movies.
I see.
I got paid. I said I didn't want to spend any more money because I'm very close to being unemployed again. But
yeah,
because they found their permanent secretary and I probably could have got the job if I said, hey, I want to be made permanent. And I really regret not doing that now because I've ended up really liking this job and like the people a lot. Just the big con is it doesn't have benefits, and I was hoping I would have heard back from my former university about a position I applied there, but I haven't yet, and I should have, after the second time they extended the amount of time it's going to take for them to give me a decision, I should have just said fuck it and taken the permanent position, because I am terrified that I am looking down the barrel of another year of mediocre employment. But I really want to see The Greatest Showman.
Me too, right?
I've been hearing really good things about it.
Yeah.
So I might.
It's my kind of movie right there.
I might have to splurge. Regal Cinemas is, especially here, Regal Cinemas is shit because they only do student discounts on weekdays. You know, when students aren't going to be seeing movies.
Yeah, because they're in class.
Yeah, so of course they're going to do the student discount then and not on the weekends. Mm-hmm. But anyway, such a tough decision now because David works overtime. This is off mic, me thinking to myself.
God damn it.
So yeah, but, I think my favorite part of the movie is the part where I looked away for maybe 2 minutes to type something on my computer and all of a sudden... we're in a music video.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about the opening montage. That was weird, and I was confused. But then we get to Jay thinking back to his relationship with Shav 5 years earlier, and then all of a sudden, like, they're arguing in the green screen desert, which it is very poor green screen. When I went back to watch the music video, I saw that. Like, you can see how it's a platform that they're standing on, and it's completely green screen because you'll just have to go back and watch it.
I'll have to go back and have a look.
It's hilarious how bad it is. And then all of a sudden, he's singing to her, and he's actually singing.
It's him.
Yeah, it's actually, he is actually lip syncing to this song. Oh my gosh. I love it. It's my favorite part of the movie. It is best part of movie.
Don't you think he's a badass when he cuts his palm to make his lifeline as long as hers?
Dude, if a guy did that for me, I would like give up.
Not that it helped his life any.
I would.
Because he still fucking died.
Oh shit, was that foreshadowing? Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
I was like, he's probably gonna die like before her.
Whoa, fuck.
Shut up.
No, I did not catch that. That was foreshadowing. My mind is actually blown right now.
God damn it. That was actually the first 10 minutes I paid attention. And I was like, oh, well, okay. And then I just, like, I left the room for, like, 20 minutes. And then I came back and I hadn't missed anything important for that whole time. It was, like, the end. So it was, like, the weird part where, like, she was, like, chasing a lemon around the house. It was bizarre.
I think my favorite part of the music video is where he's playing not the pan flute. I don't know the name of the instrument, but it might as well be a pan flute. That's how gay it is.
And I mean, yeah, the flutey thing.
I'm not saying gay like in a negative way, but in a very, that's so flamboyant, so girly. I can't handle.
They're making, trying to have fun and express himself.
Yeah.
And then I have nothing else to say on the story.
I forgot there's just that part where she's chasing around goats and he has one just casually draped around.
Yeah, he has one around his shoulders. And I was like, the fuck is this shit? I'm like, why are they on a farm? What the hell's going on here? This is bizarre. Anyway,
what were they doing with their days that they would just like run around and chase each other? And
they were in love, and that's what people do when they're in love. They fucking run around the fucking landscape.
I'm pretty well
into each other.
Pretty well in love with my boyfriend, but I don't just like spin around in circles in a room in front of him.
They're just so excited to be in love.
Is that what you do? Luke?
Just no, but that's just how they express themselves. Don't be racist.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Indians.
You don't like that.
I'm sorry.
They're just trying to express themselves. That's the way they do it, by song and dance. We're just fucking heartless shells of people.
So someday
we don't express ourselves.
Someday when I go visit India, because I do want to visit India someday.
Maybe we can take a page out of their book.
I'll just be watching a young couple on a date, and all of a sudden the guy's gonna break into song and they'll start
mobbing. There'll be like 10 dudes and it'll be like a flash mob and we'll be like, whoa. And suddenly you're in a music video.
That's just the norm.
I guess.
Okay, so.
That's what I need to believe because I don't live there. So how can I really know?
I mean, all we have to go on for India is Bollywood.
All I have to go on is these Bollywood movies. That's all I'm being shown right now.
By the way, listeners, if you happen to be interested in travel, Stormy and I also have a cultural travel blog where we discuss the culture of different locations around the globe, if you can't tell by our...
This blog is completely a 180 from what we're doing here, but it's still really great. So go check it out, postcopress.org.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's move on to production. What?
Somefuckhead.com.
Somefuckhead.com. Realhorseshow.com, but I couldn't find a .com, so we had to choose .org for Postcard Press.
Well, it's better than a .co or some other random shit.
.us.
Yeah. At least org makes us look official.
Super official.
So official. By the way,
organization.
Don't forget our domains for both websites. We need to renew them in March.
Okay, I'll get an email most likely since it's under my email.
Yeah, we got them through Google, so I know. We'll figure it out whether we want to renew for 2 years or a year.
Okay.
Google domains is so stupid. It's not like you get a deal for renewing longer. It just doubles the price.
Oh, does it? That's some shit.
Yeah, so it's not like technically Google. Cheaper to renew for 5 years. It's just...
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm keeping a very close eye on it for a Real Horror Show because I'm pretty sure this is a fairly popular name people want to take from us.
Real Horror Show, really?
Yeah. I mean, some rando... I won't call her a bitch, even though that's like my go-to for...
Oh, yeah, the Twitter girl.
She didn't even respond to me. Mm. Like, I was hoping to open up a channel of communication, but...
She responded to me either, although you're worried we were going to start a fight, but she just didn't do it.
So, yeah.
Which goes to show that she's not really on her Twitter account all that often, so we deserve it more than she does.
My goal with this podcast, I don't want to do this for fame or for money. I just want to get in. I want to get more followers than her, so we can write to Google and be like, "Hey, can we have?"
Wait, how many followers does she have?
Like 400.
How many do we have?
123.
Oh, shit. Well, then that's going to be this week's focus: is getting more Twitter followers. Okay, I'm on it.
All right. Don't
promise.
Are you just going to go buy some?
Mm-mm. I didn't know you could do that. You could buy more followers.
Yeah, but they're not real accounts, so don't.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to buy some bot followers. Pfft, no, I'm going to get real people that are live.
Okay, are you just going to go to... Are you going to go to PSU Twitter. And be like, yo, sign up.
Motherfuckers.
Follow this shit.
You guys want to get an education? Well...
I'll give you an education.
I've got a treat for you guys at real horseshow__podcast.
God, or I fucking hate our Twitter handle.
I know the goddamn 2 underscores are fucking people up. They want to find us, and they really do, but they're missing that one underscore.
There's a reason no one mentions us in Follow Fridays. It's because of our goddamn Twitter handle.
That goddamn fucking underscores. Fuck. Let's move on to production.
I think that's going to be the title. Goddamn underscores. Fuck.
Goddamn underscores. Fuck. Shit.
Of course there is going to be asterisks because Apple Podcasts wouldn't like me swearing in a title.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Where were we before we got off on that tangent? Well,
we I don't know. The rest of the stuff I had to say about story and plot, I already said it. Yeah. So production.
I think this sums up my thoughts on story and plot fairly well. Where did the plot go? Because when Jay entered the picture, the plot just kind of disappeared for a good 20 minutes. Because we had to get that 30-minute backstory for him and Shav out of the way. Because apparently that fucking matters.
Yeah, it sure doesn't.
I mean, we got that music video. That's all that. Just how fucking jarring is it that in the first 15 minutes you have like a very atmospheric dark horror movie feel, and then all of a sudden you're in a Bollywood musical number with all the bright colors and love and
Sam, I don't have all the answers.
Why the fuck not? That's why you're on this podcast. I'm getting a new host.
No, I have certain answers to certain things.
I got them lined up. I'm gonna text one now.
Wait, what's this about?
What's what? Oh, that was when I was realizing the plot twist where Jay was the one who sent the demon.
Oh, he's bad. And then, like, they didn't want us to forget that he was bad, so they kept doing that weird, like, every time.
I was getting so
and I was like,
tensed about that.
I'm like, this fucking noise is freaking me out.
That got annoying.
It's probably why I left the room, because it's like, I can't take this shit anymore.
Doing that music cue over and over and over again. I get the point.
I'm like, I get it. He's the bad guy. I got it. It's okay. Holy shit.
So, production. Overall, this was a pretty polished movie. I'm not expecting Hollywood-grade effects from...
Listen, there was a couple good effects.
There were.
Actually.
I really liked the exorcism scene.
I liked when he was sitting, he was in bed, like, the guy, and then, like, the black blood thing happened, and his, like, eyes turned black and shit.
Yeah.
But then it got ruined because there's like a bunch of crows and all the CGI crows are like terrible. And I was like, wow, there you go. You just like, that just got, went to shit.
Like, I'm not.
Wow.
To me, it's really weird when.
Gotta take the good with the bad.
To me, it's really weird when movies from India and China and other countries where America exports their animation to. It's really weird to me when their CGI effects aren't as good, but. Well, is it just 2D animation that we export overseas, or do we also do CGI animation overseas too now?
Sam, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't have all the answers. What am I?
I don't know.
Holy shit.
Know. Generally, for Postcard Press, you're more prepared than I am, so I just assumed that would follow over to our
podcast. Well, why don't I just Google what CGI... and 2D animation we export to the India, goddammit.
Okay, maybe it's none. Maybe we just export all our animation over to Korea.
All right. There was terrible jump scares in the beginning, by the way. I was like, oh, that's supposed to be scary. Oh, so scary.
So bad. They were like on the number jump scares.
On the number? I was like, uh-oh, this like rocking chair is rocking really fast and the music is growing with intensity. Something might happen.
Like you want to.
And it did, but it was terrible.
You want a good jump scare? Make sure the actress doesn't even know when the jump scare is coming. Just right. Have Jason Voorhees jump through the window when she least expects it.
Yes. And then they'll be really scared. All right, what else? Oh, in the beginning, they put the location in the same spot as, like, the opening credits. So I started to get a little confused. And I was like, oh, wait. That's not a place. It's a person's name.
What the hell with the font choice?
I don't know. It was, like, chiller Microsoft Word font.
It's literally chiller.
Dude, it was chiller. I'm going to write in chiller right now if I can find it.
I don't think the fonts have.
Fuck,
of Chiller, but I, because Chiller, I think, is trademarked by.
Fuck, I can't find it.
Microsoft. Shit.
Fucking never mind. But you get the idea.
Maybe I can find it.
Whew. All right.
I already mentioned her gel manicure. That was
gel manicure. Yep. I said I felt like I was watching The Haunted Mansion, but worse. Because at one point they're in the room and like all the portraits are turning to scary ghosts' faces. And I was like, oh, I feel like I'm in the Haunted Mansion ride.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at it, it turns into scary faces. Some shots in the beginning are slow motion for absolutely no reason at all. And I can't understand why they're like cutscenes. Too much dramatic music makes me lose interest was another note.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of like silent moments.
No, there was too much music, so I'm like, this is too much shit. Also, in the beginning, I think whenever they brought the guy to the hospital, they thought he had like tetanus. And I'm almost positive, unless I misheard the doctor saying that there is no cure for tetanus.
It was 1920.
It's 1920. However, I Googled that, and the cure for tetanus was discovered in 1890, so who fucked up? There actually was a cure for tetanus in 1920.
Everyone who agreed to do this movie fucked up.
They didn't fucking use the goddamn Google machine, clearly, when they were writing the fucking script. Damn it. Anyway, I knew there was something fishy. I was like, it's 1920. I feel like they're, like, civilized enough that they can, like, cure tetanus from rusty nails. So, yeah. Okay. Anyway, what else is there? What's with the intermission? We already discussed that, and it doesn't make any sense, but I guess it might make sense. Oh, Sam, how did you feel about the end during the credits when there is that weird music video theatrical trailer scene compilation with music?
I stopped watching. I was like, I'm done with this shit.
Really?
I'm done with this shit.
Oh, dude, you missed the best part. It was like, I kept watching and then I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna be over. But then it like kept going. And it was like all the scenes from the movie. It's like, you know how when those people, when they get a YouTube account for the first time, mm-hmm. and then they're big fans of one movie. So like, here's my slideshow compilation of photos from the movie, like stills from the movie with music from the movie. And it was like that.
Those piss me off because for a lot.
At the end.
Because I try to find scenes from certain movies that are a little underground. And then I'm like, oh, here it is. And then it's just stills.
It's fucking still
learn
compilation
to capture
with music.
Video. You have no business.
But yeah, it was like that.
Fucking internet. Sorry, I'm just mumbling.
That's all I have to say about that. And then I have like a couple bullet points for what's realistically scary.
Yeah, let's go over the real horror show of it all.
Okay. Well, here's the real horror show. demons possessing people. That's really scary.
But is that real?
You don't think demons are scary?
I mean, I don't think demons are real, first of all, so I don't think demon possession is real.
Well, then I guess you won't think that getting stuck in a mirror is very scary either, because that's my next bullet point.
I mean, yeah.
Whenever you look at my bullet points, you can laugh.
You can realistically get stuck in a mirror by, like, tripping and falling into it and,
like. That's hilarious. Trip and fall into a mirror, you're like, ah, shit. How could I be so foolish?
Like, it's one of those one of the mirrors that can stand by itself, and it's just standing there, and you trip, and your arm goes through it, and it's just like stuck in there, and you gotta go to the hospital.
Oh my gosh. Guess I gotta cut my arm off. Fucking limb is stuck in the alternate dimension with all the demons.
So no, I don't find any of that shit scary because it's not real.
Then I guess you won't think
a real horror show, don't you comprehend?
Well, then I guess you won't think that betraying someone and them getting back at you by sending you a cursed locket and possessing your fiance is very scary, since you don't believe in demons. So I guess I'll scrap that bullet point. Whew. Shit. Okay, here's actually real shit that's scary. Here we go. Having four cut scenes of Bollywood music video singing and dramatics in the whole movie, which is supposed to be a horror movie. That's very scary.
That is, like, if I saw this in theaters without any prior knowledge, in fact, I should have watched the trailer to see how they advertise this.
Dude, I should have read the, like, the synopsis, because I keep watching movies blindly so I can, like, be more
surprised,
like, have a better review and have better notes. But, like, that was a mistake this time, like, around.
I mean, just watching it in my room where I'm kind of not paying total attention because I'm also taking notes, that makes no sense. Like, it was so jarring when the first montage started. I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is just a one-time thing to show how in love they are. Nope, an actual music video all of a sudden.
An actual music video. Hello. Shit. My other thing is the fact that this is part of a series is the real horror show.
Yeah.
And they're still going, although despite their failures, they're still going.
Yeah. That is the real horror show.
Yeah.
No, I think what's scary is that, you fall in love with a girl and then she kind of fucks you over.
Why did you highlight all
Son
my
of
stuff?
A bitch, I didn't actually download them. I'm gonna have to do it again.
I was like, what do you need?
I found the scary font, but I didn't actually download it.
That's okay. You don't need to do all that.
No, I'm.
If you want, unless you want to, that's fine. Go ahead.
No, I want to because I found a bunch of other really good fonts, but I lost them, so I'll have to find them later.
But yeah, that, you know what else? Oh yeah, that's it. That's the one. Yeah.
Creepster.
It's, shit,
it's called Creepster on Google Docs. If you're interested in writing your Creepster. Own scary movie, you gotta write your screenplay in the right font so the producers know it's supposed to be really scary. So Creepster is the one.
Creepster. Oh, if you put it bold, it gets bolder.
No, it is kind of scary, just the amount of heartbreak you would go through to be so in love with someone and then they fuck you over the way Shaw fucked over Jay.
Also, having a creepy uncle like that,
yeah, no, that's
is pretty scary.
That's actually pretty real because I think a lot of people have creepy uncles.
Oh yeah, it's like pretty disturbing.
It's usually the uncle that's the child molester in the family.
Most of the time.
Like, just think, the director of Jeepers Creepers 3 is someone's uncle.
What the fuck is that about? Oh, really? Yeah, I guess you're right. What's going on with that? I'm so off the grid.
It's
what happened with the Jeepers
Creepers? It's out now.
Jeepers Creepers 3.
Yeah, it was only released in, like, 3 theaters for one night, and then it premiered on Sci-Fi, and I haven't seen it yet. What time is it? It's 8:30.
You said it was a director?
Yeah, the director. He's a convicted child molester.
Oh, really? And they just let him go for it? Oh, he looks like a convicted child molester. Holy shit. Look at this guy. Yeah, convicted. It's like part of his description if you Google him.
Good.
Victor Ronald Salva is an American film director, screenwriter, and convicted child molester. Oh, that's last. He directed the films Powder and Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. And Jeepers Creepers is one of my favorite horror movies of all time. I think it's one of the very few good PG-13 horror movies.
He molested a child. That's disgusting.
It is. Disgusting. But I still like.
I feel gross.
I still like Jeepers Creepers.
It says the director Victor Salva, a convicted pedophile, wrote molestation into the film in Jeepers Creepers 3. So, be prepared for that. Sam, Did you hear me?
Sorry, I got distracted by a post on Facebook. Go ahead.
The fuck?
I'm sorry.
I said that in Jeepers Creepers 3, he wrote molestation into the film.
Huh.
So.
I will definitely just give it a watch. Not because I'm into child molestation. I was going to watch it anyway. It's just now I'm interested to see how absolutely gross he is.
Okay, wait. No, it says Jeepers Creepers 3 does not depict any kind of child molestation, but it does include one moment where two characters are discussing why Addison no longer lives with her stepfather. Okay. One of the two characters is romantically interested in Addison and seems to understand why her stepfather would make overtures on her. Can you blame him, though? I mean, look at her, the character says. The heart wants what it wants. Am I right? Okay, so it's just like, it's like in writing, but like not actually happening. Well, there you go.
So yeah, those are the real horror shows of this movie.
That's the real horror show.
Kyle has an hour already passed. Well, it's been 50 minutes.
Hey, can you explain to me what the deal is with the PewDiePie guy, YouTube guy?
This week, because it isn't PewDiePie.
The suicide thing?
It was Logan Paul. He's a douchebag. He used to be a Vine star. His younger brother was a Disney Channel star until Disney Channel fired him for being a douchebag. Wow. Logan Paul went to Agikara, I believe, the suicide forest in Japan. Wow. And completely disrespectful. Basically, the whole American tourist stereotype that we're trying to fight against over at postcardpress.org.
Right.
So he went to the suicide forest, was being loud and obnoxious already when he went there. The plan was he and his friends were going to camp out there, and like 200 feet in, they find a gentleman who had hung himself.
Oh, wow.
And instead of, you know, cutting the camera and then talking to the camera later, they go up to the body, film it, and then give a lecture about suicide and then start cracking jokes. And the girl who was with them was smiling and laughing the whole time. So she's a sociopath.
Wait, is this video on like YouTube or something?
He took it down, but you can still find it on YouTube.
Okay. Jesus.
Yeah, just really not well thought out. And he's like, oh, I made a mistake. Like, you don't make that kind of mistake, because his thumbnail had the body hanging in the tree in the thumbnail. So he had to actually like take his camera, angle the selfie, make sure he got the body in the frame, take the picture, take his SIM card out of his camera, upload the footage, send it to his editor, have the editor edit it, and then upload the video. And that was all a mistake. You weren't thinking clearly.
Yeah.
You had multiple times to be like, hey, you know, this might not be the best way to go about talking about suicide and suicide prevention. And
Rage.
The suicide forest is actually a really sacred place in Japan, because it is filled with so much sadness, and the Japanese government doesn't release how many bodies they pull out of the forest anymore, because they don't want to encourage more people to go there to kill themselves. And Logan Paul's fan base happens to be primarily young girls between the ages of probably 10 and 14, just to guess. Mm-hmm. And before he took it down, it had 6 million views on it. Wow. And he's still having a movie. In fact, it's in YouTube's guidelines that you can't show shit like that in your videos, but YouTube refused to give him a strike on his channel, refused to take the video down. He's still starring in one of their YouTube-bred original movies. They're not pulling the plug on that.
Oh.
Meanwhile, a lot of people are mad about it because YouTube, during the ad apocalypse, YouTube was pulled videos or demonetized videos and even deleted them for having like queer content. People talking, like coming out stories were being flagged as inappropriate content. Anything political, pretty much. Conservative, liberal, a lot of political videos are being demonetized, flagged by YouTube.
Right.
And PewDiePie, when he just said the N-word in the heat of a moment, gaming, clearly not a pre-thought notion. It was during a live stream. His YouTube Red Show got canceled, but someone who disrespects a suicide victim like that consciously. Like, I'm not saying PewDiePie should say the N-word. It's just, it was clearly something he didn't have forethought in saying. It just came out. We all say naughty words when we're angry, and I'm not justifying what PewDiePie said. I'm just saying it's a little different.
Right.
It's not like he had multiple opportunities to rethink his decision.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the Logan Paul situation for people who don't follow YouTube drama.
It's just, thank you. I do. I don't. So I knew you'd be the person.
It's
to
just
ask.
It's a lot of classless bullshit, and it's. I shared it on Postcard Press because that's one of the things we're trying to change about the world. Hopefully,
right?
Make people travel smarter and more respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
But yeah. Guess we don't have time to talk about anything else. I was going to ask you. Well, we have unlimited upload time now, so.
Oh, fabulous. What were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you what you thought about the Slenderman trailer.
Oh, yeah. Of course I watched it several times.
I watched it once. It looks generic as fuck.
I know, and I'm really, really upset because it's so easy to just fuck something like this up. And it's too, I feel like it's too little too late at this point. Yeah. This has kind of been out of people's heads.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that HBO did that documentary about the kids that tried to kill their friend.
That whole case was.
But that wasn't even about really Slenderman. It kind of was loosely. It was more about like just mental illness and stuff and how to be aware of it and kids. But then I watched the music – or not the music video because, like, I got Bollywood on the brain. But the trailer and, like, it looks – you're right. It does look generic. And I'm just like, shit, man. Like, sometimes, like, there are moments where I wish that I was a director. I'm sure that there are so many indie directors that could have had such a great vision for a film like this. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of taken by some dude – who I'm pretty sure the director has like absolutely zero history of horror films.
Yeah.
Like, tell me if I'm wrong, but like, who the fuck is the dude who's supposed to be doing this film? Like some random dude who directed like action movies and shit. Like, I'm sure he's trying his best, but it's just not going to come out right. And it's so easy to fuck this up. Like something little will just like make the whole thing fucked up. And I just don't know what – I'm going to have to go and see it. I mean, I'm a Slenderman fan always,
I feel like Slenderman
– I don't know, man.
It was super popular back when it was an indie thing. It started – the history of Slenderman for people who think it's a creepypasta, it didn't start out as a creepypasta, I think.
It started out as like a
– It was
– Like a
– It was a contest.
A contest.
It might have been on 4chan. I don't think it was on 4chan, though.
No, it was something else, because that doesn't sound... It's like a place I don't... It's like a name I don't
recognize. A popular online forum was having a, like, bragging rights contest for someone to create a new urban legend to scare the piss out of the original poster, and someone came photoshopped these really cool pictures of this tall man with no face and tentacles growing out of his back. And that was Slender Man, and then it grew from there. And it was picked up by Marble Hornets.
Yes. Well, it wasn't picked up by Marble Hornets. It was picked up by YouTubers, and they called the whole thing Marble Hornets.
It was picked
and there's
on,
like over 80 videos.
Oh, there's a lot of videos now.
Is there more?
No,
shit,
they finished.
Man, I like stopped it. Like
they finished the series.
Like
apparently, the series gets really good from what I hear. I just haven't watched it.
It's terrifying.
But yeah, Marble Hornets did a whole series on it, and that's where it really picked up momentum and got really popular. And now, you know, 6 years later, Hollywood's like, hey, let's cash in on this Slender Man guy.
Right.
So, the second time they've done this. The Bye Bye Man movie, that was loosely based on Slender Man. I don't think they...
Was it?
I think they couldn't get the rights to do a Slender Man movie, so they made the Bye Bye Man instead, and now someone got the rights to do Slender Man.
But... His name is Sylvian White, the director.
Yeah.
So he directed nothing of note, really. Nothing that I've seen.
Let me...
God damn it.
Like
I'm on his IMDb.
I will...
Lethal Weapon, MacGyver, TV series. Just a lot of TV.
Okay. See, I will say the trailer does a great job at building up the atmosphere, but if I'm
worried about it.
If I was doing the movie and I wanted to write like a play based on Slender Man for the longest time, not even have him appear on screen, but just like... Because what's scary about Slender Man and this shit isn't him for me necessarily. It's the fact that this mythos got so into a couple of little girls' heads that they stabbed their friend 12 times.
Yeah, it's like the paranoia and anxiety that something that's not even real brings out because of how scary it is
to
people.
Maybe I still will write a play, maybe a one act.
Maybe you should. You should, and it should just like totally overthrow this movie. Well, the movie comes out actually really soon, so at least I don't have to wait
maybe
that
I'll
long.
Maybe I'll do it on a bunch of kids at a sleepover, and then
you should.
They get so scared they stab each other. I don't know, something like that. But if I were doing the movie, I would keep it very low key.
Oh yeah.
And I would make it sort of like Slender the game or Arrival, where
Slender the Arrival. I play that shit all the time to scare myself.
I played the original Slender in college.
On Steam.
No, like the original, the indie Slender that you could get for free.
On Steam?
On
the computer.
I didn't get it on Steam. I got it on just the computer.
Just like on the PC?
Yeah. It's available for Mac, too, if you can find it. I played that in my dorm room in college one night by myself, and the douchebags on my floor were playing soccer in the hallway, and right at, like, I was so close to getting the last note, and then the soccer ball like hit my door and scared the shit out of me.
I don't think you can get all. Can you get all the notes?
Slender, you can, and I've seen people do it. It's really hard though, because the more there are 8 notes in this in the original version.
Yeah,
and the more you collect, the closer he gets to you.
Well, I don't know if you know, but in Slender the Arrival, if you play through the whole thing, you unlock the final level, and it's called, I forget what the fuck it's called. It's called,
I did play Slender the Arrival when it was still in beta. Is it still free?
I don't know if it's free anymore.
Cause I played it while it was still in beta.
But, if you, you can unlock like the final level, which is, the same map as Slender. So it's the same map just on the TV.
Okay.
It's awesome.
But...
better graphics.
Yeah, no, I like Slenderman. I like the idea behind it. But if I was making the movie, I would keep it a very small cast, maybe have the generic opening where a guy goes to a small town and the locals are weird and shit, and then he goes into the woods and the rest of the movie is just him by himself looking for a missing girl, and he keeps finding the notes and something keeps getting closer to him.
It's scary. Yeah, it's terrifying. It really is. Because it's a slow burn.
Yeah, you need to... Tension is what you need to have with Slender Man. And I'm really worried that this movie is not going to have tension. They're going to focus way too much on building a creepy atmosphere with kids that they're going to forget about how you need to build the tension. Because Slender Man is not like this... He's not Freddy Krueger. He's not Jason Voorhees. He's just this tall guy with no face that just stands there.
Yeah, and he's, like, always – and he's different, too, because he can, like, teleport himself into a different dimension. That's when he takes you. But I don't know. It's people just need to understand that there's, like, a certain recipe to follow to have a good, decent horror movie that people are afraid of instead of just focusing on one thing too much, because then you leave all the rest out. You know, it's like you said. It's, like, you got to focus on the atmosphere just the right amount.
It's –
for this kind of movie, but you can't forget about, you know, this over here or like this over here, you know, character relationships, this and that, because I feel like this is gonna have great scary atmosphere, but then like the characters, I'm not gonna give a shit
right
if they live or die, you know what I mean? It's
it's hard to find movies like that anymore that people just have all the right elements going for it, and it turns out
and
really
great.
And I think
that's why so many horror fans like are pissing themselves over the new It and Gerald's Game, and I haven't seen Cell Block yet.
I think right now it's actually available for free streaming on Amazon Prime. Maybe I still have to check on that.
Oh, fuck. Maybe maybe if we wrap this up soon, I'll watch that instead of Jeepers Creepers 3.
Yeah.
But
it's on my list.
I think just mellow horror movies like this are getting so much hype and so much critical praise right now is because people are tired of horror movies that just are gore fests that don't build up character. They don't build up tension. Like, I think Gerald's Game is probably number one on my list of horror movies. Oh,
so good. So
and, like,
good.
It could have failed so easily. I mean, it's one woman chained to a bed for 90 minutes, but it was so well made.
Great. Yeah, I know. They really did great.
He was the perfect.
And we clearly know that there's a history of making it so easy to fail remaking Stephen King's works.
Right.
It could be great.
Even Stephen
easily
even fail. Stephen King fails at remaking his works.
It's like, Stephen, just write it. You don't have to make it a movie too. Just don't do both.
He directed a.
He directed like did he direct The Stand?
No, he directed the truck movie. The one where
Christine.
No, not Christine. That was a Corvette. He directed
the truck movie.
The one Maximum Overdrive. He directed that. I mean, he was on a lot of cocaine when he directed that, but he directed that.
Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. But he also wrote the teleplay for The Shining remake. The Shining miniseries on ABC.
Yes, The Shining miniseries. That is a gem.
That was something.
At least it was like, okay.
I remember being scared of it because it came out when I was 8. And I remember it spooking me when I was watching it with my mom. My mom made a lot of poor decisions in what she allowed me to watch.
That's how I found you.
But,
yeah.
I probably wouldn't be into horror movies if it weren't for my mom. But
it's good.
I rewatched it on YouTube not too long ago. And the CGI bushes look so bad.
Oh, like the topiary. I know they really do, don't they? The animals.
They decided, yeah, that would be scary to just have the fucking bushes come to life. Like, it works well on the page, but when you actually try to do it, it just looks dumb.
It does look dumb, because on the page it's terrifying. Holy shit, that whole book is scary.
Stephen King just made the mistake in thinking he could write a better movie than Stanley Kubrick.
I know. It just isn't true. Just couldn't do it as good.
Back to Slender Man, Sylvain White directed one of the sequels to the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise. I always know what you did last summer.
Always.
I have never seen any of those movies.
Me either. I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure the first one's all right.
I'm sure
it's usually recommended for people who like Scream, so.
Yeah. I don't even know. I haven't seen it. It's really not attainable. I haven't found it on anything. Or if I have, I just kind of overlooked it.
Is there a Castlevania movie?
Yeah.
There was a Castlevania movie?
Yeah, I don't know when that happened. Like, maybe last year or the year before?
No, it was released in 2000. When the fuck was there a Castlevania movie?
I don't know. I heard about it, but I don't know if it's about.
It's directed by the Resident.
Isn't it like a game?
It's a game. It's a good game series.
Maybe it's about the game.
It's directed by the guy who did Resident Evil. What the fuck is this?
The Resident Evil, the movies aren't about the games, are they?
We're not bringing up Resident Evil right now. Do you want this podcast to go on for another hour?
No, I don't. Please stop.
No, this is a fake trailer. Fuck off. This is a fake trailer. Okay, he made it for this guy made it. What the fuck? Okay, I don't think it got greenlit. I think they wanted to make it.
Getting all worked up. Yeah.
Now I'm just confused because I never heard anything about this. Okay, I don't think it got greenlit.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a really good like anime or anime inspired cartoon of Castlevania that I started watching and it was really intense. But yeah, nice. You want to do the wrap up?
Yeah, definitely.
You're better at it than I am.
Yeah, sure thing. Let me open my notes so I can do the outro.
Good episode, us. We stayed on topic most of the time.
Yeah, pretty much did. It's like, yeah, much better than the Christmas special. That was tough. The
Christmas special. I lost a little respect for our senpais cult classic horror show because one of them actually liked.
They liked
one
that
of them
movie?
Liked it.
Oh, yeah, because I've been listening to their Christmas episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe it was it one of the brothers or was it the other guy?
I can't remember.
The Rob. Anyway.
Oh, I accidentally copied them on that. I introduce you because your Twitter handle is the Stormy Skies.
Oh, yeah. The Rob. Well, anyway. Okay. I'll wrap it up. My sick self. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. What did we learn today? Well,
rom-coms and horror do not mix.
Don't put like romantic comedy music video in the first 10 minutes of your film because then we won't think it's a horror movie. I don't know. But like what you hear? You can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something or think that you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews sometimes or all the time.
I'm
going to
get better
this
year.
How can you know if you haven't
checked? I
made
an update. I said I'm going to get better and I'm going to get better.
Dude, yeah, I just took down all my – I just watched a fabulous movie on Netflix called Super Dark Times, and it's great. I just watched it in the review. I'm going to finish it, like, tomorrow. Okay. Just keep your eyes open for the next one review. It's probably going to be that or if Sam does something else, beats me to the punch, from Netflix. It's going to be a doozy. We love horror. And if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal or sign up for monthly donations and receive special rewards based on your support level. We also have an Amazon wish list. If you feel like buying us something tangible, we'll help convey your love more than a monetary donation would. Do we have any other pertinent news other than like stay inside and stay warm because the hurricane blizzard bomb is coming to get you?
It's a snowstorm. stay warm because I think all of the U.S. is going to be experiencing super cold temperatures these next couple of weeks or days.
Like right now it's – here, let me open my AccuWeather. Right now it's apparently 7, but the real feel is -10.
Oh, fuck that. I applied to a job in Pittsburgh and they wanted me to come in person for an interview. And I was like, oh, I could probably stay with Stormy and Lou.
Yeah, where? Tell me after we stop talking on the podcast.
I think they put my application on hold. I'm not going to do it because they don't reimburse for travel. Now, over here in the mountains, it is 11 degrees, but the real feel is -13.
Ah,
and snow is starting in 32 minutes.
Oh, really? Wait, let me see if snow is starting or like it's snowing right now. Hang on. I have bubble wrap over my windows, so I can't really see out.
Oh, you do that to insulate?
Yeah, I ordered more insulation too, and it's coming in a couple of days because I'm going to have a double layer because I'm on the bottom floor. Nice. A little chilly.
It's not snowing right now, but it says it's like light snow. And I'm like, how can I believe you?
Well, anyway, humble listeners, I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
As do I.
Stay warm, stay safe, and don't...
Yeah, thank you, fuck off.
Don't beat up your girlfriend's uncle and get sent to jail and then learn how to be an exorcist and...
And then get jelly because she has a great relationship and then send her a cursed locket from a corpse and then have it possess her fiancé and then realize that you really love her, so save her fiancé, but end up getting stuck in a mirror and then you're stuck forever in the bad place and then you just end up dying.
That would be bad. Whew.
That would be not great.
And our movie for the next episode is going to be, if I remember this correctly, 6 - 5 = 2, another Indian horror film from what I know.
Yes. All right.
We will talk to you then. unless you follow us on Twitter at
hashtag. Yeah, dude, tag us and stuff too. That'd be awesome. Then you more people would find our horror stuff. Show. Yeah. Or at horrorshow_pod.
_
Don't forget that second underscore, goddammit, because that's probably the reason you can't find us. If you just use the search.
I bet horrorshow_pod has all of our followers. We're going to go look at them, and they're going to have 20,000 followers. That should be ours.
Because if you go on Twitter and you just go to the little search thing on the top, and you search Twitter, and you type real space horror show, and then you search it. We're the first people that come up, so
just look for the beating heart, and that's us.
Just, God damn it! It can't be that difficult.
All right, let's end this. We're getting ornery.
Do it. Okay. Well, thank you. Fuck off, and have a swell evening. Bye.